This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here we go. It is hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and thanks for making us part of your day. As Tim Cato, All-City Dallas, set to join us here and talk about the Mavericks after the drafting of Cooper Flagg. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you guys?
The same. You know, just ecstatic about what this could mean for this upcoming year. I think the Mavs look as good as anybody once they get healthy for this championship. What do you think Cooper Flagg does for their chances?
Oh, he helps. He helps right away. This is such a fascinating situation that, you know, think back through all the number one picks. There's not a lot of examples of a player showing up right away to a team that is not just trying to win, but, you know, has a roster to assemble that, you know, it's not just a team that's going to go scrap for the playoffs. It's a team that, you know, their ambitions are multiple playoff series wins to be a contender. And I think Cooper, as the number one pick, is very well equipped to fit into that mold. You know, a lot of number one picks, you know, you're going to see them get drafted and they're going to be, you know, just incredible, incredible scorers. And with all this boundless ceiling and talent and potential, and you know, certainly many of them are good right away, but sometimes they need to kind of flesh out all the other stuff in their games. And I think with Cooper, of course, you know, he's going to develop. Of course, he's going to learn and grow. And, you know, there's going to be rookie moments for him just like anybody. But, you know, when I think about, you know, really elite prospects, you know, coming, you know, generational talents coming into the NBA, you know, Cooper is one of those guys who, you know, he can do all the small things and, you know, he can do the small things maybe even better than the big things. And, you know, he has the motor. He's going to, you know, cut and dive and, you know, he's going to offensive rebound and he's going to, you know defensive principles and schemes right away. He's going to pick that up. He's going to be a plus on both ends. Absolutely. He helps a lot. You know, I think his ceiling, where his career can go is mesmerizing and fascinating, but there's no questions that he's going to come into the NBA instantly and be a really, really, really good starter for this team.
Other than that, what can you say about how things are going to go? Can we be sure about what his role is until we see who else is on the roster?
It's a good question. And, you know, these type of questions are the ones you want to have. It's questions about, okay, what is the best way for him to fit into this roster, to fit into this team? There's a little bit of redundancy on the roster. I don't think there's any doubt about that with, you know, they've got five guys who are going to take up pretty much every minute of the front court right now when they're healthy. To the extent that Cooper Flagg, you know, there's you know, even Jason Kidd on our DLLS show a month ago, you know, was talking about maybe he'll play shooting guard. So I do think there's absolutely, you know, some questions just about where they go with the roster. And increasingly, it does kind of feel and seem like the plan, the idea is to run things back as much as possible. But like I said, I mean, they're good questions. You know, we can dive a little bit more into this, but they're good questions to have. And, you know, I think the great thing about Cooper is just, he's so versatile. He can fit anywhere. He's going to make a positive impact no matter who's on the court around him. The question is, you know, how much, you know, what's the right way to maximize, you know, his abilities.
I mean, even when they do go get a point guard, which I'm assuming they're going to do, they still only have one. So I imagine they would prefer to get Flagg in some playmaking, but it might be forcing it as a true point guard at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, virtually every single player coming into the NBA has some ability to dribble and, you know, grab a rebound and take it down the court. And, you know, Flagg does that stuff at a really, really high level. He is absolutely somebody who can make plays. But yeah, he's not a point guard. You know, that, you know, being able to make plays, being able to create shots is a different skill set than, you know, doing it 30 times a game is a different skill set than being asked to do it 60 times a game. And just having somebody that you know is, you know, no matter his matchup, is going to be able to create an advantage. You know, I don't think that's quite yet what he's going to be, you know, all the time. So yes, point guard and creation, I think, is the most important thing. And right now, you know, even with, you know, them potentially signing or definitely they're going to, you know, sign somebody, you know, and my pal Mark Stein on over at DLLS is, you know, he's reported Dallas is the leaders in the clubhouse for D'Angelo Russell. So there's, you know, one name that it might be. But yeah, I will say that, you know, he's going to be asked to do a lot of it because I do look at this team and I do think they're pretty light when it comes to offensive creation.
Tim Cato with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Let's continue with that because we talked D-Lo earlier in our show. What do you think of that fit? And are there some other names out there? I know Chris Paul's been mentioned. Maybe the Mavericks try and find a way to convince him. Like, who else do you see if it's not D'Lo? And are they better in your mind than maybe D'Angelo Russell?
Yeah, it's, you know, this is my one critique of how it seems like the Mavericks offseason is going, is that I think it's just so important to try to find somebody who can, you know, not just bridge the gap until Kyrie comes back. You know, he's an all NBA player and he is, you know, right now Kyrie is pretty much the most important player to making this whole roster work. He's going to miss half the season, you know. D'Angelo may be the best player they can get, you know, on the free agency market. But free agency is not the only way that you could go try to get a point guard. You know, this is a situation that, you know, if the Mavericks have a high priority, as high of a priority as me, and, you know, maybe they don't, and maybe I'm wrong. You know, that's totally fair. You know, but that's where, how I see the team. And if I were running the team, you know, right now, I would be very aggressive about, you know, moving players and doing what it takes to try to get somebody who is obviously not going to, you know, replace Kyrie one-to-one in terms of creation ability and all NBA talent, but just get somebody who is out there, you know, because, you know, D'Angelo or, you know, bring back Dante Exum, Chris Paul doesn't seem likely to, you know, could be going anywhere than other than LA. Malcolm Brogdon, you know, at this point of his career, his early 30s and not as effective as he used to be. D'Angelo Russell, yeah, probably is the most talented, you know, available guard, you know, if you're just prioritizing that with free agency. It's just, you know, that is a choice they're making. And I think if I were running the team, I would make a slightly different choice.
Tim, I'm concerned about all the coaches walking out of here. Is that something Mavs fans should also be concerned about?
It's a situation where, you know, we'll still see what happens with Godsham God and Jared Dudley. Sean Sweeney is definitely leaving. Alex Jensen, you know, left. I think you could look at each individual case and say, and there's, you know, probably a logical explanation. But when you look at it in totality and when you look at, you know, just how different this coaching staff is going to be, you know, never mind all the Jason Kidd rumors that swirled, although certainly, you know, just to get it on the record, I directly asked Nico Harrison about that last night at the post-draft press conference. And he said that, yes, Jason Kidd is going to be the head coach. But yeah, it stands out to me. It does feel like something significant. I do believe, you know, from conversations I've had, you know, things I've heard that, you know, it's certainly noticeable how much of an effect it's going to have on next season. You know, that's a really hard thing to say, but for four different coaches, you know, to be potentially leaving all in one summer, yeah, that does stand out to me.
If you had to vote, is it guys wanting to leave, or maybe they're removing people loyal to Luka? Is one of those narratives in play?
I don't think anybody's being removed, but a big part of why a lot of coaches are even able or available to leave is that they're out of contract. That's not the case for Jared Dudley, but the rest of these guys, you know, have had contracts that are expiring at, you know, they're going to expire at the end of the month. You know, they're only signed through this season. Typically, you know, not every single instance, but a lot of times in the NBA, when a franchise makes a very successful run to the NBA finals, like they did two seasons ago in 2024, that is often met with extensions throughout the coaching staff, without the, you know, throughout the key.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
E-personnels. So that was something Dallas chose not to do. And, you know, I think that absolutely is contributing to this, you know, what might be, you know, like I said, four different coaches all moving on, is that, you know, Dallas did not, you know, did not extend these guys. You know, they did not, you know, lock them up under Jason Kidd, even as Jason Kidd did get an extension, obviously had some interest from the Lakers. So if you look at it from an organizational standpoint, you know, this is a byproduct of choices that were made. You know, to not necessarily go out and say this is the coaching staff that, you know, Dallas wants under Jason Kidd, even though it's, you know, pretty clear that, you know, these are all guys, you know, Sean Sweeney particularly, these are all guys who had, you know, been with Jay Kidd for quite some time.
Tim, what can you tell me about Matt Riccardi and what he does within the organization?
Yeah, so he's the assistant general manager of the team, and certainly a very influential part of the team. You know, I he works very, very closely with Nico. You know, the usually, you know, in past, you know, back in the Donnie Nelson days, you know, he ran a very open front office where he solicited info from everybody. You didn't always know what Donnie Nelson was thinking. But, you know, when conversations were being had, a lot of people were involved. And, you know, I don't mean to imply that, you know, nobody gets involved. Obviously, there's a, you know, so, you know, there's tons of people in that front office and they all have roles and contributions and, you know, moments. But this is a front office that is, a, you know, around Nico and around Matt Riccardi and Michael Finley and Andrew Baker, who is their cap guy. You know, a lot of conversations about where the team directionally is going, what they're trying to do, is pretty focused, you know, in that core group. And Matt's absolutely a huge part of it. So, yeah, I would say absolutely. He is very influential within the front office and very much is somebody that Nico Harrison listens to.
So he's like, Nico leans on him, say, more than anybody else in the organization.
I've heard various things, but, you know, I think there's certainly times that, that's probably, you know, I think for the most part, that's an accurate characterization. Yes.
When it comes to the trading, I know you said there were other ways that you looked to maybe go get a guard. I mean, were you surprised by Daniel Gafford getting the extension? I was thinking him or PJ made a lot of sense with the expiring contract. That would be a piecey move. Like, who do you think would be some guys that you look to move to kind of move pieces on this team? And would a guy like, I know, Derek White in Boston be an interesting name?
I wasn't surprised at the extension because Dallas signed him in a manner that he is immediately still trade eligible. What I have been surprised at is that everything coming out of Dallas, everything I'm hearing from them is that they insist they want to keep him. And, you know, it still wouldn't surprise me if he ends up getting traded, you know, this month or next. But certainly I don't think they have something in the works or did not sign him to an extension, you know, with the idea of trading him. Daniel Gafford is somebody, is a player who absolutely is valued around the league. And so, you know, there is, you know, there could have been scenarios where you signed him to an extension, you know, you got that taken care of. And then he's even, you know, a bit more appealing, you know, as a trade target for other franchises. So that's why that wasn't that surprising to me. It's just a matter of, you know, this team, you know, now has three centers. I know Anthony Davis wants to and is going to play a lot of four, and in the regular season, that's fine. But there are going to be instances where Anthony Davis is playing the five. There's going to be games where that's the best lineup for Dallas. We saw it last season, you know, in Luka's return. You know, it was a lot of Anthony Davis in the second half of that game, even though Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively, although they were on minutes restrictions, but they were available and they did not reach their minutes restriction. It was just clear that those were the better lineups for that matchup for that game. So when I look at that and you know, two starting level centers and Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford, you know, and a third guy who was going to play that position, it does seem pretty crowded to me. Obviously, there's some injury redundancy and health concerns. And there's no doubt that Anthony Davis and Derek Lively will probably miss some regular season games next year. But, you know, in my opinion, yeah, there is a pretty crowded front court. And, you know, certainly the minutes when this team is healthy, you know, if this is the roster that they take into next season, there's going to be people who are not playing as much as they have in the past.
That's what makes it incredible. If Flag can play shooting guard, is getting Washington, Davis, Lively, Flag all out there at the same time, and that would just be a sight to behold. Is it possible?
It'd be great, but then does Max Christie, you know, Klay Thompson's going to take half the minutes at shooting guard, so if Cooper's taking, you know, some of those, where does Max Christie fit into the rotation? You know, the idea that they would bring somebody, you know, bring Dante Exum back or somebody like that, you know, pretty hard, pretty difficult to kind of see where he fits in. Najee Marshall is another guy who absolutely will be in the rotation. It just gets a little bit tricky. And again, there's almost always a player or two injured, you know, at any given point once you get about a few weeks into an NBA season. And so that will solve itself to some degree, or it would be useful to have these, you know, this many players to kind of step in. But it's not a, you know, it can be a hard sell to go into a season and tell players, well, you're out of the rotation until somebody, you know, until somebody gets healthy, you know, if that player is expecting and has been a rotation player at every other point of their career.
Klay Thompson, I would be looking to move him if I could. Is there a market for him? Do you get any feeling that they would like to?
He's kind of their only shooter left. So I think he would have a market. I think that shooting is, you know, just about one of the most valuable skills in the NBA. I haven't got a lot of a sense, you know, much of a sense that they've been looking to do that. And quite frankly, I look at their roster and I just don't see a lot of people who, you know, are going to have gravity behind the arc. Certainly a lot of people who can make threes. But in the modern NBA, when you talk about spacing, you know, you also have to have somebody that, you know, teams, defense and his opponents are scared to sag off of. And right now, you know, looking up and down, it's you know, after Klay Thompson, you know, who's the next person who kind of fits that bill, you know, who's healthy right now? Is it, you know, probably would be D'Angelo if that's the route they go. Brandon Williams, is that the next most dangerous, you know, 3-point shooter in terms of gravity, in terms of spacing? So, you know, it's not the end all be all, but, you know, it's certainly something Dallas, you know, they are going to have to overcome the fact that they do not scare teams, like even an average team in the NBA.
Hey, Tim, I was going to ask you, night two of the draft, is there anything that we need to know, or are we going to sit around and drink Diet Cokes and eat turkey sandwiches in the war room?
I think it's possible that they find a way to move back in, to trade back in. But I wouldn't, you know, I'm not going into tonight, you know, waiting for them to trade back in, like believing with certainty it's going to happen. Quite frankly, probably think it's a little, you know, if I had to put odds on it, I'd probably bet a little bit more that they don't than they do. But, you know, I know conversations will be happening. As far as the players go, I kind of, I did not do as much draft prep. I got to the first prospect and he seemed pretty good. And then I kind of looked at the Mavs pick and I realized it was the first pick. So, you know, when it came to like doing really deep dive, rigorous, looks into second round prospects, I fear I don't have, you know, as much knowledge as I do some drafts.
Come on, Tim, man. And on the NFL side, we studied 230 players here. I think
it's very different.
You could have given me one or two guys to look at, right?
Okay. Let me see if I can do something Googling right here. Well,
did they have any interest, you think, in trying to get back in to get Walter Clayton Jr.? That was just a name we liked. Yeah, I don't know if they liked it.
We were calling Brooklyn the whole time trying to get all their picks.
I didn't hear anything about that, but I didn't hear anything about it like really either direction. And it seems to me that they're pretty committed to free agency being the way that they figure out this free agent, the point guard who's going to, you know, be there, fill in for the time that Kyrie misses next year, you know, and they also view Brandon Williams as a kind of up and coming young player who in all likelihood is, you know, not even all likelihood, you know, if you're drafting a point guard and, you know, late first round or any point in the second, you know, Brandon Williams has been in the league for several seasons now. He's going to be more ready for a role like that. Certainly not opposed to a long-term development thing, but I think at this point, you know, even if they were to trade back in and draft a guard, that's not to address next season. You know, that's more of a long-term play. And then the idea of potentially putting somebody next to, you know, Cooper Flagg and, you know, over the next, over the coming seasons, with an S.
So I imagine you're going to watch him in summer league.
Yes.
Nice.
Definitely be out there.
Cannot wait to get your reports, Tim. You are the absolute man. Enjoy your summer. We'll catch up with you soon.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man.
There he goes. Tim Cato, All City Dallas with you. Just killing it once again for you in the G-Bag Nation, breaking down all things Mavs. Okay, what are we doing next, Wolchuk?
Just some sounds of the day. We've got the Deontay Johnson story that keeps on giving, and a suspension just came down for this great at his position. That's next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.